Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time on this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's so good to be here with you again this Sunday morning. Hey, I'm just happy to be here, happy to be working with CHI Georgia, as you were mentioning, and of course CHI locally. I'm so glad they're a sponsor of our show, doing so much good for our community. I'm also proud to be working with other companies like Benchmark Physical Therapy and Louisiana Healthcare, LHC groups, companies here locally like Home Care Solutions, and of course you know they're a sponsor, and Heartlight Hospice as well, just wonderful people, and also doing a lot of good for the community, both in home health and end-of-life care and hospice. Again, just my honor to get to work with such fine people. And of course, we've had Home Care Solutions on the show before, and I hope one day they'll come back on and educate some people about home health. And I'm trying to get hospice and physical therapy to do that. I think we could educate a lot of people on what they can receive care-wise from those services. Also, as you mentioned, I am the chief of staff at CHI Memorial Georgia. So it's my great pleasure also to work there and watch CHI expand all of our services in the Northwest Georgia area. I just couldn't be happier with them. And, well, I guess that's about all for there, except that it's just an honor to continue a tradition of primary care in this area. And we've been doing that for about 150 years. And this family tradition is going to continue in my kids, maybe not primary care, but in healthcare. And tell us a little bit about your world today.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And yes, I am Ed with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And I started in 1979 with opening of Nutrition World. And I've always had a lifelong commitment to the belief of the power of food and nutrition, and not only the maintenance of health, but the recovery from illness and sickness. We have grown into what we consider a wellness complex now, where we house many different practitioners, and because it's kind of been a segmented industry where, you know, a person would do a certain skill or therapy and they would be kind of out on their own. We're wanting to bring all of this under one heading. And if you go to nutritionw.com, you can start to see some of the complexity and some of the umbrella of therapists that we have. And I'm excited. I've probably never been more excited about my career in all my life. I'm 61 now, and I just continue to have this passion to educate, help others. I know you and I were at a really great conference a week or two ago with Dr. Lassar.
And it was a lot of fun.
It was fun. You did an awesome job. And
as did you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, there was, how many people you think were there?
Oh, gosh. Around somewhere between the 100 person range, I would say.
That's what I was guessing. And these were health professionals, physicians, nurse practitioners, nurses, other people.
There's a wide variety of people there that I knew.
Yeah. And the great thing is that they were actually coming to learn, of course, learn, but also kind of step outside the box, because Dr. Desar and Tracy are just incredibly open-minded people for whatever works. They're not really caught up on some dogma that, you know, I only can do what I learned in school, like you. And I've been continue to be so impressed with the fact that, you know, you have your skills, you have your great knowledge, but you're willing to listen and at least open your heart and mind to another idea.
You know, and that's also rare, I will say, from a medical standpoint. No offense to Dr. Lassar, but a lot of times surgeons think about, I mean, they cut. That's what they do for a living. They operate. So to have Dr. Lassar and also his business partner, so to have that entire office really being interested in thinking outside the box and looking into primary care prevention of vascular disease and looking at non-traditional approaches, that is a rarity in this world that they want to do that.
Absolutely, because, you know, I mean, it's kind of a backward thing. Let's say we're going to help people not come to us. That kind of really elevates my respect for a health professional who can do that, because they are seriously interested in helping people to be healthy. And, of course, the reality of the world is we have a growing epidemic of poor health. They'll never run out of patients. But how caring is that, that they see the suffering that's involved with poor lifestyles and aging and all the things that come with sometimes these diseases. And of course, he's a specialist on peripheral artery disease, and he has these has amazing skill level, from what I hear, for helping people with these circulatory issues, especially in the lower legs, from ulcers to down all the whole list. And yet, at the same time, he's wanting to counsel these people that if blood sugar is elevated, if your nutrient level is low, if you're eating poorly, if you're obese, let's fix some of that. And so they're inviting those of us who kind of speak that language, like Matt Davis, a wonderful personal trainer who has a great amount of knowledge. I mean, the first three speakers were myself, you, Dr. Green, and Matt, which was incredible. And then, of course, they had all day long. They were speaking from other avenues of knowledge. But I just was so touched by the fact that I was invited, and I feel very honored by that. But, you know, one thing I spoke on, just I guess if I can summarize it, and I said in this 16-minute lecture, the first thing was, if you are really interested in nutrition, nutritional supplements, and even food changes of diet like keto, if you walk into Nutrition World, it can be overwhelming. And I mentioned the fact that we have about 11,000 products, which are mainly supplements, but we are also carry food. But it's overwhelming. So what we've done is we've distilled this down to what I call the core four. And with 40 years experience observing and watching people's health, you can't take everything. First off, you don't need everything. You don't need to fill baskets full of supplements. Yes, I do take a lot of supplements and pills, but I'm a self-admitted guinea pig. And I want to do these things to help others so I can learn. But the core four is consist of this, which is a wonderful multivitamin, not a Centrum, probiotics, which are so vastly important, which is all of the good bacteria that reside in the gut. Thirdly is a green drink, which is a green drink is nothing more, which is not to be taken lightly, but it's a very concentrated form of all of the green vegetables that help your body to detox, protect the liver, protect the kidneys. It does magnificent things. And the last is omega-3, which of course generally comes from fish. And speaking of fish, because I just happened to mention that, and if people want to know more about that, they can go to nutritionw.com, type in Core 4, or on our Facebook. But there's an app, Dr. Green, that I have followed for probably 4 years. And I know it's much easier in life not to think about these things. And there's times that I don't think about them because I'm stuck in a restaurant. But when it comes to the quality of foods that we choose, it's kind of like choosing your investments. And if you choose unwisely, at the end of the day, when you're older and you want to retire and you look at your bank account balance, if you're not doing wise things, the chances are you will not have a good retirement plan. Well, guess what? It applies the same exact thing to your lifestyle, your exercise, but big time the foods you choose. Well, there's an app that I use called Seafood Watch. And it goes on any cell phone.
Is that like with a letter C or S-E-A?
That's spelled like seafood with an S.
Okay, just making sure.
And what it is we don't really realize the toxicity that fish can have. Because fish only can contain within its own body what it's exposed to. And because it's all hidden, and the companies who produce it know that no one knows, we have to be very cognizant of the toxins from the foods that they are given, if they're farm-raised, to actually, even if they're not farm-raised, to the location on Earth, because there are some very potent, toxic places of water in the oceans and rivers that of course, the fish will accumulate because they're swimming in it, they're drinking it, they're reproducing in it. And so this is the most incredible website. You type in, like if you sit down at a restaurant tonight and they have, oh, we have halibut. Well, you put in the word halibut and it's going to tell you, can you ask where this halibut came from? If the restaurant can tell you that, which they can if they want, then it's going to tell you that this is a good fish, an average fish, or a very toxic fish. It will also tell you why it's toxic, which chemicals are making it poisonous. So,
let me throw in a question there for you. And by the way, again, so glad Dr. Lasar had us out there for Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. I did a lot of the same thing when you had to run out the door talking about lifestyle modification, exercise, healthy eating, healthy living, and of course, we differ on statins, but big on the fish oils. It made me think about that because I was talking about omega-3s so much and recommending high dose. Have you ever seen, we talked about sushi before we went on the air, any comparisons between, let's just assume it's the same fish, whether it's cooked and prepared versus raw on health benefits?
Actually, cooking fish does not significantly destroy its nutrient value. So it seems to be a very stable constituent with the nutrients and the omega-3s. So I don't really place sushi as a big step up from that. So, no. And last night I did have sushi, and I ate it, and I had salmon. And I'm looking here right now under the heading of salmon. If I get the salmon from Norway, it's the best choice. If I get it from Chile, it is a good choice. Canada's a good choice. And then you get down to Scotland, Chile, and two other places in Scotland. Absolutely toxic. Avoid. They're grown in marine net pens, and they're talking about the toxicity level when they're tested. They actually test these fish. That's how they know this stuff. So that's exciting to me that we've actually, got the technology and information to do this kind of homework.
It's
sitting
a bit surprising they can sell the fish if it's toxic.
Yeah, nobody's looking, you know that. And a toxic, not where you're going to eat it and go home and die, but down the road. So again, Seafood Watch is the name of the app. Well, it's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health. We've got that and everything else to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and today we have a most interesting guest discussing something that I would wager is probably not really known by many people. I have, of course, being in the field of holistic nutritional medicine for four decades, certainly have come across it. I've also used it, and I've also have a good amount of confidence in the practice of Bach flower remedies. And today we have a wonderfully skilled person, Leah Fain. Welcome, Leah, to our show.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Bach, it's harder probably for me to explain this because it's a little bit of a jump, I guess I would say, logically, when you explain how these flower essences can actually benefit us. Can you give me or give everyone a summary of the background and what the properties of what you're talking about, how they would help people?
Sure. We've used them in our family for a while, and they work. They're very subtle and a high frequency, but flower essences can be used with anything that you're working with. So the whole theory behind it, and that Dr. Bach was the one who came up with this, and he was a physician in England back in the 1800s, and he recognized that after he worked with his patients, that they, and actually after he operated on his patients, that they didn't heal completely, that there was a missing component, and that was the emotional component. So he developed this whole system of flowers and studied the emotions of the patient and how they connected with the flowers. So there's so many case studies, and we've had so many wonderful results with this. They come in just a little tincture bottle, so you can put it in your water. So it's medicine for your spirit, and you don't always have to have it. You don't have to use it, you know, throughout your lifetime, but it helps you through transitions and emotional components.
Well, that, you know, to me, that's totally intriguing. I know to some it may be like crazy sounding, but I can tell you from the feedback that I have personally received from many people who have used, I guess you would say, the most common combination of flower essences is called the Rescue Remedy. Mm-hmm. And I know personally there was a really sweet friend and long-term customer of the store whose husband ended up getting esophageal cancer last year. Unexpectedly, had, you know, there was no real reason. He took really great care of himself, but, you know, there's things in the mystery of life is the mystery of life sometimes. But as he was dying, she asked me if there was anything that could perhaps ease the process. And I said, I know I have used Rescue Remedy for my animals, and I've also used them personally when I have a very traumatic event in my life, because it felt like it would very quickly calm me down and bring me back to the center in a, certainly a non-drug approach. Well, I gave the lady's, Marilyn is her name, I took it down to Memorial Hospital, and this was probably 9 months ago, and he had about a week left to live. She still, today, when I see her, I'd say every other time I see her, said she said the instant that she put those drops on his tongue, He changed radically. The calmness came over him that she had not seen. And every time he got in a crucial bad place, those drops would bring him back into the center focus. Does that something you also agree with or have used it?
Absolutely. It's beautiful. And it has zero side effects. Nothing. It can be for anyone. You've probably seen it when you walk in Whole Foods. The Rescue Remedy mm-hmm. is a blend of his five flowers that's good across the board for anyone going through any trauma. I think any mother could have it in your purse, you know, in a tantrum, or, you know, if a child needs to be settled down, it just soothes the spirit. So Dr. Bach's theory was when the mind is right, then the body can heal. So we've just had some tremendous results that have been really beautiful with this theory.
And, you know, I've also heard they can be used for things like quitting smoking or for insomnia. Is that also true?
Absolutely. When my little one wakes up with a nightmare, which is rare, you know, rock rose is really good for that. You can just put it in the water and sip it until you can fall back to sleep. So the Rescue Remedy is the one that's across the board, but there are 38 different flowers. So once you fine tune and customize exactly what blend suits you, then you can have tremendous results.
Do they, you know, I have no personal experience with Rescue Remedy or Bach flowers, you know, just what I hear and what I read. Do they have to be taken orally, or can they be, like, I don't know what they smell or taste like. Can they be placed in a diffuser, or is that something you would even do?
Orally, yes. So we custom the blend, and it comes in just a little tincture bottle. So you take four drops. It's just almost like the homeopathic dosage. Mm-hmm. So you take four drops four times a day because it's on a frequency level. So the hardest part is just remembering to take it. So I generally just ask people to put it in their kitchen window or their bathroom or something that you can remember to take it four times a day. And if you're a kind of person that you're gone and you're on the go, then you can just put it in your water bottle, you know, four servings, you know, so 12 drops in your water, and sip on it throughout the day
So I'm assuming the flavor is not unattractive?
No, not at all. Okay. It's very subtle.
I've yet to eat a flower in my life that I'm aware of. So,
And you know, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. And again, our guest today is Leah Fain. We are talking about a most intriguing topic called Bach flower remedies, or actually flower essences. And I have great respect for nature and the power of plants and foods and nutrients for the maintenance and healing of our physical and emotional body. And that's where I'm, you're talking about this, Leah. We're really dealing with the emotional component when we talk about Bach flower remedies. That's correct, right?
Absolutely.
And then in that conversation, again, like you said earlier, it is difficult for the physical body to heal if we have a real disconnection or a real chaotic emotional state going on. And Dr. Bach, he kind of personally experimented with going out, harvesting a lot of different flowers and basically getting the essence of the flower and then administering to himself and to other people and keeping a very exacting record keeping of how it affected their emotional state. And how many Bach remedies are there? You said
38.
38 remedies. So would, if a person would come in and they wanted a specific remedy, how would they learn about, you know, which one to choose? I know at Nutrition World we carry a good number of those, and they have some basic information even on the bottle, like, you know, everything from anxiety would be one, maybe a dark, deep feeling, maybe bad dreams. I'm kind of barely remembering. But how would they go about learning more about this?
So this is my personal story and how I started the Bach flowers. It was so funny because I read all of them and the Bach, you know, I was thinking, I need every single one of these, you know, and then I narrowed it down to two. And okay, which one am I? Because I just wanted to try one and see if it worked on myself. And then it was so funny. Scleranthus, the one that I needed was when you can't decide between two things. So I thought, that's how I'll start, you know.
Love
so,
it.
Right. So so he's divided them into seven groups based on, you know, fear and uncertainty and, you know, loneliness and despair and overcare and welfare of others. So I studied this in my school so I can help you fine tune and custom a blend. And it will always be different because it's just like an onion, peeling the layers off. Once you address certain components and that lifts, then you'll, your body will heal, but it'll also bring up the next layer.
I love that. And again, you are a certified natural health practitioner, and you are going to be able to consult with people. And then through a question and answering, you would then come up with a recommendation. And is that how it would work?
Yes.
Okay. How would they get in contact with you? And I know I'll say this initially, I will have your business cards at Nutrition World on Lee Highway, and we will end up having you on our website at nutritionw.com as one of the practitioners very soon, not quite yet. But if they wanted to get in contact with you before that, how would they do that?
Sure. Email me. That would be the best way. My name is Leah, L-E-A-H, and my last name is Fain. It's F like flower, A-I-N, at gmail.com.
Yeah,
so Leah Fain at gmail. And also, I'll be at Nutrition World. I'll be at the retreat at the Wellness Center. I can do assessments. And also, if you just want to come in and I can make you a custom blend, you know, just a simple blend, I'm happy to do that.
And I have one child that's very picky in what she takes and hates to take any type of medication, whether it's a natural product or basically anything. So I was just looking at the Bach products, and they do now have, gosh, they had pastilles, they had creams, they have capsules. So if somebody said, oh, I hate these liquids, you know, they may taste bad, maybe they're scared of that. There are a lot of options out there.
There are. And let me ask Leah this. Now, you can take these essences, and it does it dilute them if you mixed it in some other liquid where it would be tasteless?
It really does not have a taste, even in just in the water. So I have found that it's the best if you can just drop the drops in the water. And my little one is very picky.
Now, like if I put Bach essences in this 16-ounce bottle of water in the morning, mm-hmm. could I sip it throughout the day?
Absolutely.
And it will maintain its ability to create its magic no matter what?
Yes. It loves the sunlight.
Oh, so keeping this in sunlight actually could potentiate it or help it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that I have used the combination of flower essences for my dog back in a few years ago when thunder would come. And, you know, it's really convincing to me because when you give it to an animal and you see the results, because you know it's not placebo. They don't know what they're getting. And, you know, the thing with these essences are because you are saying how tasteless they are, even cats, I mean, picky dogs, kids, this is so easy. I mean, it really tastes like water if you put in a little bit of water, right?
Right. And children love it. And we give it to our new puppy that has, you know, heightened energy. And when people come over, I just drop it in her water and she settles down. So it's, and there's absolutely zero side effects with this. It complements everything else.
Yeah, because we're dealing with the energetic, well, the energy of a plant or a substance. We're not dealing with a nutrient. We're not dealing with a drug. We're not dealing with, I mean, actually, if you looked or a scientist looked under the technology-wise with the right equipment, they're probably not going to see anything. Is that right? Because you can't really test for this energy.
Right. It's a frequency.
Right.
Do you know if it is counteracted by any liquids? For instance, grapefruit juice counteracts a lot of medications. I'm amazed how many people love grapefruit juice. It's just not one of the things that I enjoy. Is there any interaction with that?
Are you saying if you mixed it in there?
Yes, if you were to drop that in grapefruit juice instead of, say, water.
Right. I would not advise that.
Okay.
Right. I think water is the, yeah, that is a great question. And I love to use grapefruit seed extract and, you know, things for other things. But for the Bach flowers, simple is best. You know, put it in the water. Simplicity. And the more that I understand and learn from this, it's so simple. And it's beautiful in the simplicity of all of it.
Well, thank you, Leah. And it's already time for us to take another break. And when we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health, that plus everything to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with Dr. Green, and today we are talking to Katie Kuhlman about one of the probable most often asked questions of me and Nutrition World over the past 40 years, which is, I need to lose weight, and I've done every diet on earth, and I can't keep it off, and all the comments that come with our society today. I mean, we are in an epidemic of obesity. And there's many people who are certainly not obese, but who cannot manage their weight. And one of the underlying foundations of health that we have now learned scientifically is when you are overweight, you produce more inflammation. And I speak of this constantly. I write of this always. Chronic inflammation is at the root of all the diseases that we don't want to get as we age. Everything from Alzheimer's to arthritis to plaque in the arteries, immune dysfunction, gut health. When you have something that kind of festers for year after year, you're going to create damage. And finally, you start having symptoms. Don't think that just because you have all of a sudden a pain in your elbow that it started last month. It started last decade or longer before. Well, Nutrition World has been involved with a type of diet out of Canada called Ideal Protein, and we have about, in my estimation, a 95% plus success rate in helping people in a far different way to manage their weight than other diets. So welcome, Katie. You are, I know, been more involved in Ideal Protein as the head coach for many, many years, and certainly consider you an expert. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here today.
I want you to tell people, you know, the underlying kind of premise and why this is a different type of a program for them to consider if they have been struggling with weight.
Yes, definitely. So this program came out of Canada about 30 years ago. It was based on the science of a ketogenic lifestyle, but it is not the ketogenic diet that is circulating the internet and Pinterest and Facebook today. It's a modified ketogenic diet. So what we're currently seeing in the news and Facebook and all that is a very high fat, very low protein, and very low carbohydrate ketogenic diet. This is going to be more of a moderate fat, moderate protein, lower carb diet. I think the best thing about this diet, there's two things that just put it above other ones that I have seen out there. One is it actually teaches you, as you're losing weight, about macronutrients, about food, and how to keep the weight off long term. So this is not a crash diet. This is not something that gets the weight off and then we say, see you later, good luck with that. No, this is a way of teaching you mentally and teaching your body how to keep weight off long term. The second thing is that I'm mentioning here, it's so important for our pancreas to not have to work all the time digesting simple sugars, simple carbs, having to release insulin to bring the blood sugar back down. This is a common everyday, probably every few hour occurrence for most Americans that eat the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet. And it is pretty sad. So with most people eating white breads, pasta, lots of fruit all day long, sugars, sugary drinks, sweet tea, Cokes, all of these things just end up causing our pancreas to have to work in overdrive. Our pancreas working in overdrive makes our insulin go nuts. Insulin is a growth hormone. So if you begin to wonder, why am I growing? Why am I having issues with my weight, my body fat? Well, your insulin production is more than likely faulty. So we have to fix the root of the weight problem, which is insulin. And that's what this diet does. So I think that scientifically, it just makes sense.
Well, that's a perfect explanation, because so many people still have the perception, to lose weight, I just push back from the table. I eat less calories. And one thing that I know we both completely have agreed upon is that that doesn't always work. I mean, people who have experimented realize now that sometimes you can eat far less, you can work out every day, and you can look at food and gain weight. And so many people are frustrated, and I will have to say, it's actually more women than men are trying their level best, and they lose 1 pound or 2 pounds, and they can't keep it off. They make one mistake, and they gain it all back. And the reason's not because... or the fix is not to eat less calories. The fix is to fix the chemistry of the body. Because most of us, when we were younger, didn't really have to worry too much about weight. Now, some did, but most did not. Well, what changed between the age of 18 and 38? Well, what changed was, some of it was habits, but it really was the physiological chemistry of the machine that we call the body. And you explained it eloquently about the pancreas. When you have a functioning pancreas that is optimally healthy, and I will have to say, I think mine is, because I still weigh the same thing now that I weighed when I was 18 years old, and I eat 5 times a day. But the reason that I can do that is because I have adhered to the principles very closely, somewhat, to Ideal Protein, and which means my pancreas gets to rest. And so when it does process food, it's doing it efficiently. It's not packing it on. And I know Ideal Protein is now, it's a diet that is very accountable. Tell people how a person would be involved in this and how many times they come and, you know, the whole protocol.
Yeah. So for most people, dieting can be a confusing scary thought and they don't know where to begin, that is all taken care of you with Idle Protein. You would come into our store. We have three coaches that have either experienced the program or are highly trained in the program. You would come in. We would explain to you exactly what to eat, what not to eat, help you pick out some foods that we have at our store, show you what to get at the grocery with a list of do's and don'ts that's very simple. And you would come back in every single week to our store, weigh in on our state-of-the-art body fat machine that checks your weight, body fat, visceral fat, which means your actual fat that's sitting in and around your organs. It would check your muscle mass, your hydration levels. We'd take measurements in five areas of the body, and we would do that every single week until you get to your goal. And then once you're at your goal, we then phase you off and we take away foods from our store and start bringing back in more of your own food and teaching you how to keep the weight off. And we will stay with you if that's a whole nother year and you feel like you need us for another year, we'll stay with you another year. If you think you've got it in a couple weeks, then that's wonderful. But the accountability that we have is one of the reasons that the success rate is so high. I've probably seen in my 5 years of being head coach of Idle Protein, 600 people on this protocol with a success rate of about 90% of people losing weight and keeping it off.
Yeah, because I get to see these people also. I'm definitely not an Ideal Protein consultant coach. However, you know, I'm there 6 days a week and I hear feedback and comments. And not only that, I don't even have to hear the comments. I visually see women and men who have struggled for so long and finally they actually look like different people. And I know when they do tell me about things, here's a couple of the comments that is very constant. After 1 to 2 weeks, all of my cravings for bad food left. And that is huge because you cannot self-discipline yourself for the rest of your life to be perfect. You're going to have to find a balance within the chemistry of your body so that when you walk past a cookie, you're not like a drug addict that's all you think about is going back and taking the whole thing and eating it. Those things disappear on an Ideal Protein diet. And when we say accountability, it is accountability. We make it simple for people, but it's also the coaching part so that if you do see or we see that all of a sudden you became stagnant in your weight loss, we know how to figure out what went wrong. And I know you can please comment on this, Katie. I know many times what stops the weight loss is someone who takes a drug. Tell me about that.
Yes, oftentimes over, you know, the 600 people that I've seen, if they have gotten on, you know, steroids or an antibiotic or random, you know, allergy meds or even sometimes just painkillers and things of that nature, I can see that reflected on the machine. I can see their fat not responding right. I can see their water weight going up. I can see their weight loss stagnant. So, you know, if you didn't have that accountability and you were doing this diet or a diet on your own and you thought, I'm dieting, I'm following what I need to, why am I not losing weight? That would be a very frustrating place to be. And I could see a lot of people giving up. But with our coaches and with our coaching minds, we know the questions to ask. We know what to look for. We know what signs to hone in on. And then we're able to say, oh, okay, you started this new allergy medication. Let's see if there's maybe an alternative, maybe there's something else we can do to not keep you stagnant because we want to get this weight off just as much as that person does.
Yeah, that's perfect. And you know, I want people to hopefully believe me when I say this. We want people to graduate off this protocol and program and go and live the rest of their life. You don't have to be handcuffed to us, our coach, or the foods that we talk about. It is about getting you to the right weight, the right chemistry, and us shaking hands and giving you a hug and saying, if you need us again, please call on us. And, you know, I don't know what you would say. There are probably, you know, 25% who fall off the wagon due to life, and they come back for tune-ups. And we coach them again for a few months, and then they get right back to their goal weight, and they know how to do this. Sometimes we all need a little bit of hand-holding, and our coaches are wonderful at that. But it is, and one of the things that many people have a struggle with is we make people eat sometimes more food than they want. And that's kind of a radical idea because everybody thinks you should eat less.
Yes.
Isn't that true? I mean, sometimes we have to really encourage people to eat more, right,
yes.
Katie?
Yes, very common. I'd say about half the people that come in to me and the coaches actually don't eat enough food, enough calories. And they're choosing the wrong calories of what they are choosing, but they're not getting nearly enough. They may eat one meal a day. They may drink coffee all day long until their really large meal at night, some sort of scenario like that. So oftentimes introducing the diet plan to them, one of the probably most common reactions is, I can't eat all this food. The thing is that you kind of have to eat all the food in order to really restart that metabolism, get the blood sugar running in a very balanced way. And so, you know, we're not going to force the food down anyone's throat, of course, but we're hoping we can teach them that eating more often, smaller meals and healthy, right choices is the way to go. And that does happen as they stick with us.
But again, it has to be set up with the right macros, macros being the right percentage of protein, fats, and carbs of the right source. Tell people who are listening who want to pursue this or want to learn more, how would they do this?
Yeah, you could call our store, Nutrition World, and ask for an Idle Protein coach. You could go to our website, nutritionw.com, and click on Idle Protein Diet. And we also have a lecture recorded on there from a doctor that came and spoke on this diet, and he had done the diet himself. So, or just walk in the store and ask for a coach, and any of us would be more than happy to begin your journey to better weight loss.
Thank you very much, Katie. It is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your nutrition and health. We've got all of that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you so much, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, your spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. Silverdale has a wonderful website you can visit if you want to learn more. It's silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, and they have an excellent free app you can download as well. And we're going to talk about trials and that search for peace again, something that's somewhat elusive, but we all look for, and that's one of my things I talk to my patients about a lot day to day. It's something we all struggle with. Let's start with, we just have one verse today, James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Now, this has always been a hard verse for me to accept. To be honest, I've not yet reached the point in my life where I can truly say I count hard times of trial as joy. I know that perhaps I should be able to do that. I just cannot say that I am truly joyful about being in emotional or physical pain. But it is true that during these hard times, we tend to do the most introspection and meditation, looking for strength and meaning both in the difficulties and in life in general. These are the times that try our souls, and growth is one of the outcomes, spiritual and emotional growth. These times cause us to remember the things that truly matter to us, our faith, those we love and the many blessings that remain in our lives amidst the pain we are experiencing. So we press on, looking to God in faith and living lives of purpose. I've said before that we should live our lives fiercely. I do still feel that way. So during these times of trial, I will focus my time and energy on the things that matter most to me. And I will not waste a single second of the time or opportunities that are given to me. The testing of our faith can produce perseverance and a life lived fiercely and grounded in strong faith. I suppose that could actually make us count trials as joy, and that would be my wish for us all. And that, Ed, is your spiritual moment for the day, but I have one more thing. I wanted to mention something I forgot to do earlier, and that's that CHI Memorial has a first in this region. They offer now a special type of spine surgery called the Mazor X. It's a robotic guidance platform that helps to provide more advanced treatment for some surgery than we've ever had. So if you do suffer from low back pain, sciatica, uneven legs, hips, or shoulders, the Mazor X may be the right treatment option for you. Learn more by calling CHI Memorial at 423-495-2266. That is 423-495-2266 if you want to learn more about the Mazor X robotic spine surgery system. Certainly that would be a trial that's hard to go through, and my dad went through neck and back surgery, so I know firsthand how hard that is on families. Ed, back to you.
Thank you so much for, as always, your spiritual moment. It's uplifting and is always, I think, much needed in today's times to keep the rudder of our life ship more aligned with peace and joy and contentment and moving the right direction.
That's not always an easy thing to do.
No, it's a daily thing. It's sometimes an hourly thing. So
true.
You know, it's not like you go to the gym three times a week. I mean, I really have to use the morning in my life to help me to maintain that focus and maintain the right attitude.
Absolutely. And all the friends and family we have in our lives that support us and love us no matter what, love us unconditionally, that's something that's crucial for me and always uplifts me, supports me, and gives me an outlet. And so I know you do the same thing. Frankly, I do it to you sometimes. So you're such a blessing to me.
Well, thank you so much. And yes, the love of other human beings and even love of our animals. I mean, love of ourself, though, is also vitally important. I do want to say one thing. We have a very important lecture coming up very soon, and it's really a radical one, I will have to say. If you talk about the word HPV and cervical dysplasia, it is a condition that two-thirds of the women who get HPV, their own bodies handle it, process it, take care of it, and they move on without any difficulties. But one-third, the body can't seem to cure it. And what happens is many times it increases the risk significantly down the road of cervical cancer. And there's a fella in Chicago named Dr. Leroy, and he has come up with a type of treatment that is only done in about a handful of places in the United States. Yes, it's outside the box, but he's going to be coming to speak on this because the procedures that mainstream medicine has, which are very valuable, and I'm glad we have them, actually doesn't cure the HPV. It makes it stop affecting cells, but only for a time because it didn't go in and actually cure the HPV. So I encourage anyone who has, you know, issues, questions, friends, family, to come to Nutrition World on Tuesday at 6:30 on the lower level. It will be on, let me find, actually the Tuesday coming up after you listen to this show. Sign-ups are not required. You can come in unannounced. It will be on the lower level of Nutrition World. And, you know, I'm just really excited. And the gentleman is putting out so much effort to come that it's beyond belief because he's, you know, he believes in this and he's treated so many different people and has about a 98% success rate. So I'm very excited about that. And again, just come on Tuesday at 6:30, the lower level, and it will be on November 6th. Now, I want to say I did something last night that I have done before. I went down to the cryogenics chamber, and we have interviewed the fellow from there pretty good while ago, I think probably 6 months, and I haven't been back since then. I can tell I'm addicted to it because I felt like $1 million. It puts you down to a minus 160 degrees, and you stay there for 3 minutes inside this room. And they did play music, which absolutely helped me to get through the 3 minutes because it is discomforting. I will be honest. It is definitely almost painful because I despise that kind of cold. I mean, most people would. And I am shaking at the end, but I have never slept better. Endorphins are released within the brain, so it's morphine-like substances. And I just like $1 million. And
well, I went to one at about a week ago at the Father Ryan McCauley game. It was a cryo chamber in the stands with rain, so it wasn't quite as refreshing as yours. So, yeah, I don't want to do that one again. Yeah, we're supposed to do a cryo chamber, I think, together someday.
Well, let's make that happen soon because I actually have my employees gave me a gift card, and I've got $100 gift card there. So let's do that within the next 2 weeks and go down there. We can talk about
it. That's a plan. Oh, let me say, we won't get into the new HPV vaccine guidelines, but typically people are giving that at 11 to 12 years of age initially. So that can help prevent cervical cancer, and it is both for boys and for girls. And, you know, everybody should talk to their healthcare provider if they have kids and look into this, and or for themselves if they're interested in looking into that. So talk to your healthcare provider about HPV vaccines.
Yep. And of course, you know, there's a few things that we always kind of can debate on. That is another one. And I'm actually not saying not do it by any means, but there's always more conversation if people want to have the other side to that.
You have to look at your options. I still have plenty of people decline the flu shot. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that so many times. And of course, I'm an advocate of getting the influenza vaccine. But even though I disagree with them, the most common reason people don't want to get that is, I never got it in my life, and the 1 year I got my flu vaccine, I got the flu. So it's hard to convince someone to try it when they don't want to, but everyone should consider their options. And when the medical community, the traditional medicine community, is almost uniformly recommending that, with the one reason not to being if you're allergic to it, then they have to consider that. And look at the non-traditional, you know, the thimerosal. You know, there are now mercury-free derivatives. You can ask your provider if they use one with thimerosal or a mercury-free. So feel free to look into that with your medical provider.
Good information. And, you know, our times always run by so fast, but I want to say really quickly, one of my focuses in continuing on my self-education path is learning about the probiotics and microbiome. We had a gentleman, Max Willis, who we had interviewed on the show several weeks ago. He came to the store last week or so and spoke, and I learned so much from this lecture. One thing that I learned, I should have known this, you may know it, you probably do, but for some reason I didn't, is we now know that, you know, where the storage tank is for the majority of your good bacteria. Now, when I say storage tank, this is what the body would accumulate to use when it's needed, almost like a gas tank, I guess. And it's in the appendix. And when your appendix is removed, you have now removed your complete storage for all of your microbiome, which is what rules your immune system. 60%, 70% for your brain chemicals. It decreases the toxins in your colon. It does hundreds of mechanisms of action are regulated by the microbiome.
And yet there are so many people who either from like military that have it prophylactically removed. I've heard of people doing that versus, let's say, a lady doing a hysterectomy. If they're in there doing something else, it's like, yeah, we'll just take it out at the same time. And maybe want people to reconsider, or at least consider their options. Do they want to do that or not? Of course, if you have acute appendicitis, that would be certainly a very good reason to have your appendix removed.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to come out that one reason we may get appendicitis is because we have allowed the appendix to become unhealthy with regard to the probiotics that are stored there. So that's just another great reason to continue this pursuit of learning and taking probiotics, eating the right cultured foods, and knowing the importance of that. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and website is Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.